From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Thank you for tuning in. Might I just remind our listeners that our mission in our church in Kilskerry continues from Monday to Friday at 8 o'clock and on the Lord's Day at 3:30. I hope that every one of you who loves the Lord is praying for God's servant as he preaches night by night. I know you are. Reverend Gordon Dane, who is the evangelist, has been preaching wonderfully. And everyone who has been attending testifies to the blessing of God upon the messages that he is bringing. If you live within reach of our church, why not join with us in these special services? I know that you will enjoy the meetings. You certainly will be made welcome. There is also a mission in the Ballyclare area in Ballyboley, Orange Hall. It's in its final week and you'll be made most welcome each night up until this Friday at 8 o'clock. Among the preachers, the Reverend William McCrae and the Reverend William Beatty. Now we're going to be looking today at one verse in Mark chapter 15. It's the verse 21. That verse reads as follows. And they compel one, Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. That verse will be the subject of our study, and we entitle the study, Bearing the Cross After Christ. Here's a hymn that just will prepare our hearts and minds for this study. It's by Jack Halcombe, and it's entitled, Take Up Thy Cross.
Oh.
lovely hymn, let's turn to our verse for today. It's the verse 21 of Mark chapter 15. The subject, bearing the cross after Christ. After hours of interrogation, the Savior had been handed over to the soldiers to be flogged and abused and mocked. Now exhausted and at the end of his physical strength, the Savior is led forth to be crucified. He is made to carry his cross at the start of the journey to Calvary, as John tells us in his Gospel. But it is clear he must have stumbled or fallen beneath his burden, for the soldiers compel Simon of Cyrene to carry the cross for Christ. God has given us this record in John chapter 19 and the verse 17 of Christ carrying the cross in order that we might see fulfilled a very important Old Testament type of the Savior. I refer to the incident when Isaac, the son of Abraham, travelled with his father to Mount Moriah, where Abraham had been commanded of God to sacrifice Isaac. On the journey, Isaac had carried the wood for the fire upon which he was to be sacrificed. You will remember how the story in Genesis chapter 22 ends. As Abraham was about to commit the final act of obedience to God and slay Isaac with a knife, God told him to stop. It was then that Abraham saw nearby a young ram caught by its horns in a thicket, and it was offered instead of Isaac. God had indeed provided himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Here then we have Christ, the Lamb of God, going forth to offer himself in the place of sinners, carrying the wood upon which he is to be sacrificed. And he is assisted in the carrying by Simon of Cyrene. First of all, consider who was not chosen by the soldiers. We cannot know just why Simon was picked on, for it is clear that he just happened along at that moment. He was coming out of the country, that is, he was coming into the city as the procession, at the heart of which was Christ, was leaving the city. If the reason why the soldiers forced Simon of Cyrene to carry the cross was because of the exhaustion of Christ, where were the disciples? Where was Peter, James, and John, and the others? Was not their place beside their Redeemer? Had they not sworn that they would follow him? Had Peter in particular not sworn, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death? But another Simon is made to carry the Savior's cross. Let it be known that when we as disciples fail the Savior, he will always find a replacement to take up our duties. Let every Christian note this and determine to keep their place and not have another fill it. Peter and the other disciples lost an opportunity of sharing in the Savior's reproach and shame, and thus a distinctive aspect of eternal glory which will now be forever enjoyed by Simon of Cyrene. This is an age of reproach and mocking for the Savior and his cause. His word in its simplicity and purity is rejected by men of authority and power, and the old-time gospel is relegated to a place of reproach and disdain. The Bible and its message, we are told, must be modernized, updated, corrected, until the message called the gospel today bears little resemblance to that preached by the Savior and his apostles. Where are there the brave disciples to stand with Christ now in his hour of reproach and share in his shame? Are they not few? Dear Christian, may you and I be numbered amongst that few. Secondly, notice how wonderful is the working of God's providence. Simon was most likely a Jew who lived in the North African city of Cyrene, which is in the present-day Libya. He had travelled the 800 miles or so to visit Jerusalem and arrived at the gates just as the Son of God came forth on his way to Golgotha to die for sinful men. He came to the very spot at the precise moment that God had a task for him to do, carry the cross of his Son, the Lamb of God. So it happens to many. They find themselves at life's crossroads and facing a decision. Simon had another purpose entirely in his mind when he approached that city gate. He had most likely come to Jerusalem for the Passover feast, and would have been content to take part and then return home. But God had other plans for him. I well remember jumping on a train back in 1964, moments before that train left York Street Station in Belfast. I was on that train in order to travel to Portrush to spend the Easter weekend in the company of many friends, enjoying what are termed the delights of this world. But God had another plan. On the train I encountered five Christian girls who testified of Christ to me and the lad who was travelling with me. As a result of that, which man would call a chance encounter, I speak to you today as a Christian minister and tell you of Christ, the mighty to save. Thirdly, that day's events had a profound impact upon Simon. He became a follower of Christ. He that was roughly laid hold of by the Roman soldiers and made to carry the cross of Christ was even more wonderfully laid hold of by God and brought to faith in Christ. The way Mark speaks of him clearly indicates that he who was that day a stranger in Jerusalem was now a well-known member of the Christian community. Furthermore, his family became believers also. His two sons are mentioned here in a fashion that indicates that they too are known amongst the believers of that day. Simon not only carried the wooden cross upon which Christ was crucified, but more importantly, he and his family took up the spiritual cross of an open profession of faith in Christ. How Simon blessed the Lord for the events of that day, for Simon is in heaven, along with all his family, today. Perhaps you have tuned in for the first time and are listening to the Word of God, and you are face to face with your need of salvation. May you yield to the claims of Christ and be saved. Oh, trust him as your Redeemer and follow him from this day. May God bless you. Do tune in again this evening at 9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.